will be crowned, and the word goes around from father to son.
Hello and welcome to Father to Son, a testament to the leverage imparted by one father over his son's spare time in return for paying his tuition. I'm Gary, she's Barb, and this is Steve and Randy. Listening to Father to Son on CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7 FM, Kitchener Waterloo's best independent music show. We play 100% indie and Canadian all the time. That's a cool way to start off the afternoon, huh, Barb?
Mm-hmm. I love that song. That's so, like, it's timeless. Like,
and yeah, it's a boogie. It's a blue. It's called Bluestown Boogie. It's a
yeah, and it's from 1982, and it would work today.
I could be wrong, but I think that's like a 12 bar blues boogie.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It works. It works every time, yeah. And you know, you get to throw the little solos in there and come up with your own arrangement, and yeah, you can throw all kinds of interesting stuff in there. But that was Busker, and the first time I saw those guys perform, it was probably 1982.
Cool.
But that was like that would have been one of their last albums, if not their last album.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think they put out about 5 albums. I can't find anything, any contact information for Steve McCann, who was on keyboards, and Randy Doughty on drums. I do remember seeing them many times in London. They were a staple in the London area. Oh, a duo, by the way. That was what was so interesting about this band, was that they were actually a duo, a drummer and a keyboard player who also did guitar work.
Mm-hmm.
And I most likely played bass pedals with his synthesizer.
And they both sang from time to time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That song obviously was instrumental.
No.
But they did have vocals. And the thing I really thought was cool about this band was the guy had actually a pretty big size drum kit. And at the time, it was a clear, you know, the clear shells.
Oh, yeah.
Have you
yeah.
ever seen those?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if they're the best quality, you know. Now, as a drummer, I don't know. They have their own sound, I guess, but they sure look cool.
Right.
They really look cool, and they were clear shells, and he had the double bass going, the double bass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nowadays, you don't see that
mm-hmm.
because they have the double pedal.
Right, right.
So you can play one bass drum with two pedals. Like, well, no, one. It's a double pedal.
Yeah,
so
one
bass drum.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but anyway, today we are featuring songs
mm-hmm.
and artists, musicians from my hometown of London. And I thought, you know, this is such a great opportunity because by the way, this is our. It's hard to believe this is our fifth indie show already.
Yeah.
And thanks a lot to Brent for co-hosting last week.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he do a good job?
Yeah, he was awesome.
He did a really good job. Mm-hmm. And man, that guy he was sweating blood picking those songs. I mean, right to the last minute. I just want to listen to that one more time and then I'm going to choose. Okay, Brent. I mean, eventually I had to, you know, pry them away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it, Brent. That's it. You're done. But anyway, yeah, it was a lot of fun working with him, and he's going to come back and do some more shows, obviously. But today's theme is indie music from my hometown. And let me tell you, growing up in London, Ontario, back in the 70s, it was so much fun because you couldn't. There was so much live music out there, just unbelievable. Like I kind of came up with a list, and I know this is a very small list of the bars
mm-hmm.
and the venues. The old City Hall, that was used to be the City Hall of London, and then it eventually got bought by Ronnie Hawkins and became Hawks. So he owned that bar. It had an upstairs and a downstairs. And then I guess he sold it, and it became Ye Olde City Hall. Right? and they still had the upstairs and the downstairs, and it was great. They had rockin' bands in there. That was at Wellington and Dundas. You know where the Max is?
Yeah, Wellington
and Dundas.
Right there.
Freifogels, almost across the road from there in the Wellington Clarence block, but on the south side of the road was Freifogels, not there anymore. Saw Streetheart there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rideout Tavern that was referred to back then as The Doubt.
Right.
And I talked about that before. They had the matinees, and our band was fortunate enough to do a matinee in that bar, and it was so much fun. We did it with the band Vehicle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Remember Vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Mingles. Down on Talbot, that was part of the Talbot Inn. Remember the Talbot
yes.
Inn? It was all that controversy when they put in the Budweiser Center,
right?
The Budweiser Arena there, and they had
formerly known as John Labatt Center.
John Labatt Center, yeah. And some people fought to maintain that. But they sent engineers in there, and they found out that the structure was completely terrible, and it was architecturally condemned.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did is, if you notice, when you go to the John Labatt Center, which is, I guess, the Budweiser Center now, you'll still see that it has the look
right.
of the old
facade. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's reminiscent of it, I guess
right.
you'd say. So an architect, you know, designed that, and it was approved to be reminiscent of the old facade, which is, in a way, kind of nice, I guess. Big pain in the butt for the developers, though.
Oh, no kidding.
Anyway, enough yakking right now. Oh, did I finish my list?
No,
oh, no. Mingles. So there was Mingles, and then Mingles and the Fire Hall were part of the same...
That Talbot block?
They were in the... Yeah. It was just around the corner. And the Fire Hall was the blues bar, where you saw all the great blues bands.
Cool.
And then there was the Barn, which was way out on in Highbury and Huron.
Oh, really?
Out there. But it was actually a pretty cool bar. A lot of local bands played there, and it was a large venue.
Right.
So that's what made that a great venue. It was a huge, huge room. Long, huge room. And you could see, you know, the stage from everywhere. So it was set up really well that way. And then there was the Cedar Lounge, of course, which was the local punk bar at the time, and that was on King, I believe, King Street. And the Flying Chair, which was a nickname, the Flying Horse,
okay.
Which was Dundas East,
okay. Yeah.
I'm going to say Rectory area. And then, of course, the old Oxbox, where yours truly played many, many times and had so much fun at the old Oxbox. They actually had two bands at the Oxbox, too, one upstairs and one downstairs. They had, usually had a country guitar kind of guy downstairs and then a band upstairs. But anyway, here we go. We're going to keep going here. And the next two songs are also from two London staples, Denise Pelly and Paul Langille. They performed together many times. I've seen them perform many times. And let's just go ahead and listen to Paul Langille with his song, Your Sky Is Falling. Here we go.
Sky is falling, raining down salty tears. The sky is falling, raining down salty tears. There ain't nothing I can say or do to make your blue skies clear. Sky is falling, tears falling down like rain. The sky is falling, tears falling down like rain. There ain't nothing I can say or do to relieve your torment or your pain. Call your number, all I get is your machine. I call your number, all I get is your machine. Makes me wonder where you are, makes me wonder how you been. Sky is falling, no shelter can be found. Sky is falling, no shelter can be found. You keep calling to the stars, but you keep looking at the ground. Called your number, all I get is your machine. Oh. Call your number, all I get is your machine. Makes me wonder how you are, makes me wonder where you've been. Sky is falling, raining down salty tears. Chicago's falling, raining down salty tears. There's nothing I can say or do to make the gray skies clear. There's nothing I can say or do to make the gray skies clear. There ain't nothing I can say or do to make your gray skies clear. Sky is falling, 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 falling down.
Thank you. Maurice Shakur, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to Father to Son on Radio Waterloo, 102.7 CKMS. We just heard Denise Pelley. And that song featured Satori Shakur on backup vocals, recorded live at the Grand Theatre on Richmond Street in London, Ontario. And the reason we're playing that is because I'm from London, and this is the London Indie Show today. Barb, you've seen a play or two at that theater, haven't you?
Many, many. I was in theater arts, and part of that program meant we got to go see the previews at the Grand Theatre. So,
what do you mean by preview?
They're cheaper. The tickets are cheaper, and it's before it has the grand opening. So you get to see a few. There's a few shows before they actually officially open. So that's a preview. They call it a preview, and
right.
So
and the actors kind of consider it a time to shake out the bugs and iron out some bugs and stuff, right?
Yeah, I saw like Kiss Me, Kate. I saw Equus. I saw the Glass Menagerie, Lady of the Camellias. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was, the whole season. So,
and how would
you
describe that theater? Beautiful theater?
Beautiful. Oh, old looking, ornate, over the archway. It's so ornate.
And the graduation of the seats is very, very steep, as I recall.
Yes.
Opened in 1901, right at the turn of the century. So, yeah, pretty cool. Got to go to the Grand Theater sometime. Mm-hmm. We have to go there and see a play sometime.
I'd like to go back, yeah.
Before that, we heard Paul Angeal, also recorded live at the Train Room in Dundas, Ontario. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned it, but that was New Year's Eve 2002. The Paul Angeal song was from 2001.
Oh, cool.
Kind of interesting.
That is, yeah.
Only a year apart. And if you grew up like I did in London in the 70s and 80s, it was hard to drive through town without seeing one of those two names on a marquee somewhere that they were performing somewhere, maybe together or even with another band. I mean, they performed with other bands as well. And if you grew up in London in the 1970s, it was also hard not to notice another individual walking around town. And this individual was very, very noticeable, let's say, because he wore spikes and his hair was chains and spikes. And, like, I mean, he looked like your worst nightmare. And a lot of people thought he was your worst nightmare. But I actually have met the man, and he is nothing near a nightmare. But you have a funny story about Scott Bentley.
I do. My sister was married to Scott Bentley.
Isn't that interesting?
And then she was always receiving these calls.
But hold on. Let's clarify.
Okay,
not,
I didn't want to clarify.
Oh, you wanted to keep it going.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
No. It's okay.
I just said I know there's a couple people out there going, who's this?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? But it was another Scott Bentley.
Yes. And my sister kept receiving all these phone calls from all these chicks. And then she was like, confronting her husband, Scott Bentley. And of course,
who are these women calling you?
It wasn't Scott Bentley. He's not Scott Bentley, also known as Stephen R. Stunning.
Right.
Right. So, I mean,
she finally figured it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, this guy is a legend and still working hard at the music. Right. I don't even know where to start with this, but it all started with we receive CDs here at the radio station on a regular basis. And so you and I have taken up the task of going through the CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of doing that, I came across 63 Monroe.
Uh-huh.
And immediately I know that band because they are legendary in the London music scene. They have been around since the... They started out as NFG. They were a band called First Date for a while and finally settled on the band on the name 631 Row, which I think is an extremely clever, clever mm-hmm. name.
Yeah.
And that image of the Marilyn Monroe mm-hmm. image to go along with it, mm-hmm. it's just so cool. But you know what? I just want to hear some of their music right now. Yes. I just want to hear it, and because we've been talking long enough. This here, this is Steve R. Stunning.
Stephen R. Stunning.
Hey, how do you have a middle initial in a nickname? That's really interesting. I'd like to ask him about that someday.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is 63 Monroe, Cold Crank. Still rocking after 40 years, Scott Bentley, otherwise known as Stephen R. Stunning, and Pete DeCoker, two original members of 63 Monroe. That's from their album Faded Glory, and I've been told that they're recording another album, so we'll be looking forward to that. But the story does not end there. The story of the CDs continues because not far away from the 63 Monroe CD, I found another CD. And it kind of caught my attention because it was a painting of the Thames River from London, so I immediately recognized it, and the band is called the Thames Rivieras. So here I am looking, as I do, I read through the credits and whatnot, and I see that 63 Monroe and Stephen R. Stunning are credited on this record. So I figure, okay, well, he must know the guy. And then I start looking a little deeper and find out that the guy who sent me this, and is also the guitarist and lead vocalist for the band, whose name is Pete DeCoker, is one of the original members of 63 Monroe, as I probably just said. So I probably sound like I'm talking in circles right now. But the bottom line here is that I contacted Pete DeCoker and confronted him with this evidence of mine. And he admitted that he was a member of the band 63 Monroe. And so we had a really cool back and forth because it was kind of unexpected. Like I originally reached out saying, oh, I heard you used to be a member. And he comes back and says, I still am a member. Oh, okay. And then I look at the CD and of course he's on the CD and, you know, bad on me for not noticing that in the first place. But anyway, we had a really, really cool back and forth. We talked about some bands that were from London at the time. We talked about some bands that made some singles, including a band called the Crash 80s, who I regretfully did not have any music for this show. But anyway, to make a long, long, long story short, this is the Thames Rivieras with Kiss the Sky.
told you true and how it was and how I felt about you. I told you how I felt about you. I asked questions of commitment and willingness to fly. Kiss the sky. Kiss the sky. Kiss the sky.
Pete DeCoker with the Thames Rivieras. Pete DeCoker, one of the founding members of 63 Monroe, and has definitely carved himself out a place in history by doing so. I want to credit all of the musicians in the Thames Rivieras properly. So we have Pete DeCoker on guitar and lead vocals. We have Henry Cox on drums, Adam Plant on keyboards and vocals, and Mike Timmons on bass guitar. Now, I know there was a harmonica in there, so I'm going to say John Trott was playing harmonica, and then there was some amazing female vocals in there. So the extra vocals, I'm not sure who was singing, but we have Anne Moniz, Mallory Walker, Rebecca Walker, Sarah Waters, Jeffy B, Vince Bracca, Andy Chilman, John Kucher, John Trott, and of course Stephen R. Stunning. I don't think that was him though singing those high parts, was it? No,
no,
I don't think so. But yeah, I just want to properly credit everybody. And you know, I read a story about how Stephen R. Stunning got arrested by the police. The police were desperate to arrest this guy back in the day because he was just freaking everybody out. I went to Catholic Central. Mm-hmm. So we were downtown at lunch every day. So, you know, it was anything that was going on downtown, we witnessed.
Right.
And this guy was freaking the police out pretty bad. They arrested him, and I think, and this may or may not be true, I don't even remember where I read this, but it sounds right, they arrested him, the spikes that he had
right
on his wrist or wherever, where they arrested him for dangerous weapons.
Yeah, yeah. I think those became eventually illegal.
Did they?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, to come full circle and wrap everything up, I did mention the Crash 80s, which was a band from London at that time that I also knew about. And one of the members of that band was Pete Tangredi, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. But he has gone on to form a band called the Wabi Sabis. This is getting really complicated. And they, let me get this straight now. Pete DeCoker is playing in that band.
Okay,
because
cool.
Pete DeCoker plays in three or four bands right now.
Right,
you know, and that, I guess that's the way you do it. If mm-hmm. if you want to be a musician, you have to spread yourself out like that. But they, before I forget, they're playing at the Richmond Tavern on March 11th. And you do not want to miss that. That's a cool venue, a great place right downtown London, Richmond and York streets. Yeah, go see those guys March 11th. And that's 2 weeks from tonight,
yeah,
I think, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, yep. If you want to go see witness music history in the making by people who are part of the history of music of the London area, go see Pete DeCoker and Pete Tangredi, formerly of the Crash 80s, and go see the Wabi Sabis. And go see their video. It's called Upload to the Cloud. You can just type in Wabi Sabis and Upload to the Cloud and watch their video. Really cool video, done with animation, something different. Really cool. Anyway, we're going to move on here to another London artist who has disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Disappeared on us. We don't know where he is. Anybody know where Chris Chown is? Anybody seen Chris Chown? Great up-and-coming blues guitar player, songwriter, musician, performer from the London area. Saw him perform many times and thought he was great, thought he was going places. But we don't know where he is. So anybody's heard of Chris Chown? But in the meantime, enjoy his version of The Hunter on Father to Son, CKMS Radio, Waterloo 102.7 FM.
money spent. I don't know where my money went. Drug money, drug money, drug money gonna save my soul. Drug money, drug money, drug money gonna save my soul. Devil come walking in. And don't you tell my mother no, she might disown my soul. I think I never learned at all. Drug money, drug money, drug money gonna stain my soul. Drug money, drug money, drug money gonna stain my soul.
Listening to Father to Son, it's the Indie Show on CKMS, Radio Waterloo 102.7 FM. That was Troll with Drug Money, and thanks to Travis from North American Trade Schools for introducing me to that band. Barb, you know, I've said that one of the fun things about coming into the station mm-hmm. is whenever we walk in the door, and we mentioned this before, there's always little packages laying there waiting for us, and that's what we love to see more than anything. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple of this today. The last couple of weeks there hasn't been anything because it's just been the beginning of the year, but we came in today and we have a couple of packages, and I'm going to open them right here on the air. And
yeah, it's like Christmas.
So I don't know who this is from. It says on the front, oh, Andrea Morris, AM to FM Promotions in Lincoln, Ontario. Okay, so we have Real Talk, Band-Aids, Fall Apart. Okay, so there's the list of songs on. Oh, okay, so it looks like it's a lady named Alexis Lynn with a CD called Real Talk, and there's a promo that comes here with it. Oh, okay, so she's from British Columbia. Oh, but this comes from Lincoln, Ontario. That's kind of deceiving. I feel a little bit deceived. No. She's maybe it says originally from Britain. I don't know. I'll have to read through it, but that's really cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just wanted to have a look at that. Here, yeah, have a look at that. Yeah, she looks like a pretty modern young lady there.
Ooh, look, all dressed
in
the shoes.
I like the shoes. Yeah, it looks like the 70s. Oh, I just bumped my mic. I'm all excited here. Oh, you know what happened here? You know what I always do? I always end up ripping the promo sheet. I get so excited ripping this open. And this one here is, it looks like a Pink Floyd album or something.
Ooh,
oh, this is Deeper, Far Out Love. Oh, wow. This one, you'll like this one, Barb, with Brian Paul, okay. Brian,
got some cool
I don't
artwork.
Know. Yeah, it's you'll like the artwork.
Yeah.
Look at that. Brian Paul, someone or other. I like the Ballad of the Singing Pirate. I can't wait to hear that one. So there's actually three CDs in here. Oh, my God. Very generous. Thank you so much for sending this stuff. Wow. We're something to do tonight, hon.
Yeah, we get to listen to this. Oh,
we
cool.
got some new music. There you go.
Yeah.
But we got to keep things moving on. That was really cool. I'm so excited to see that. Let's continue on here, and this is Bastard Sons with Fun Boy. Part of the show when if Ben was here, I would say, Ben, do you know what time it is? And he would answer by saying, I think it's time for Barb's Best.
You've heard the best, now here's the rest.
Hey, it's time for
Barbie's Best.
Barb, what do you got for us today?
I have something from the Dixie Flyers, and it's a song called U.S. 15. And the reason,
why'd you pick that song, Barb?
Well, it's because we used it in our one of our
short
films.
Film.
Yeah, we used it in a short film
called El Belcho, starring our son Ben.
Right.
Keep it all in the family, just like the Coppolas.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, why not?
Okay, tell us about the song. Why'd you pick it?
Oh, it's instrumental, and I needed something for the end credits, and that's where we used it.
Right.
And I called up.
But what about, why did you pick this song?
Oh, I love it. It's like it got the banjo, and it's just it just fit our film. It fit our movie.
Because it was a Western theme.
Yeah, yeah.
Western theme.
Yeah. So I called up old Bert Baumbach. And asked him, and he said yes, and the rest is history.
All right, let's go ahead and hear U.S. 15 by the Dixie Flyers. This is going to be our last song of the show, so
yeah.
Enjoy. If you are an independent artist or band looking for some radio airplay, please contact me at gary@radiowaterloo.ca. Father to Son is dedicated to the success of independent musicians. Barb, did you have fun today?
I did. It was great. Yes.
So sad we have to sign off now.
I know.
But all good things have to come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And so does our little show. So, I'm Gary.
I'm Barb.
And, oh, by the way, you can hear Father to Son every Saturday at noon and a replay Wednesdays at 9 p.m. just before Requiem for Rock, the smartest show on radio. I'm Gary.
I'm Barb.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.